delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey. Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 28th, goes to the assistant director of the movie, Russ David Halls. Now, if you haven't heard, because you're busy, it's understandable, but there was a tragic, senseless murder on the set of the movie Russ when actor Alec Baldwin accidentally shot dead cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Okay, rest in peace to her, sending her family healing energy, and wounded the director on the set of the Western film Russ. Now, accidents happen. Tragic accidents happen. And this was a tragic accident. But when you find out these situations probably could have been prevented, but someone, namely David Halls, was irresponsible.
Oh.
See, you heard Queen Ava DuVernay on The Breakfast Club last hour, and she spoke on the safety precautions and protocol that go along with checking a gun on set. Let's listen.
But the reason why I don't have guns on my set is because during Selma, the proper protocol was done. The director has to check the gun. And so the armorer has it, first AD has it, first assistant director, everybody looks at it, and they bring it over to me to look at. And I remember looking at it, and I was like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
That's what I'm saying. What if you don't know nothing about guns?
I said, I don't. And in that moment, I said, I don't know what I'm looking at. I can't keep this crew safe. I don't know what I'm looking at. I had to depend on other people to tell me, Ava, it's safe.
Proper protocol is director has to check the gun. She said the AD has to check it. AD would be David Hall. In this case, also the director would have to check it. I don't know if the director checked it, because in this case, the director got shot. But we do know, okay, that in this case, the checking of the gun did go to David Hall. Well, David Hall dropped the ball. It's clear not all safety protocols were followed on set, and David admitted to it. Let's go to CNBC with Shepard Smith for the report, please.
Assistant director who handed Alec Baldwin that loaded gun on the movie set admitted to investigators that he didn't check the revolver carefully enough. Investigators say when they asked the armorer about live ammo on the set, she responded, "No live ammo is ever kept on set." But today, the Santa Fe County Sheriff said it appears it was a real bullet in Baldwin's revolver that killed the film's cinematographer. It struck her in the chest, according to investigators, before hitting the director who was standing behind her. The district attorney says she will prosecute if there's evidence of a crime, but she says right now it's too early to determine whether anyone will face charges.
New court documents revealed an interview with assistant director David Halls and armorer Hannah Gutierrez, who told investigators that on that day, she checked the dummies, referring to the ammunition, and ensured they were not hot rounds. She described locking up the firearms in a safe during a break, but during lunch, she stated the ammo was left on a cart on the set, not secured. Halls told investigators when Hannah showed him the firearm before continuing rehearsal, he could only remember seeing three rounds. He advised he should have checked all of them, but didn't, and couldn't recall if she spun the drum.
I mean, you know, one time's an accident, but this happened before. Guess what? David Hall was fired in 2019 when he was an assistant director on the movie Freedom's Path. A gun unexpectedly discharged, injuring a sound crew member. The production company Rocket Soul Studios told CNN that. Now, remember when Ava said she doesn't want guns on her set because he doesn't even know what she's looking at? Clearly, David Hall doesn't know what he's looking at either. Thank God the crew member wasn't killed. And at the time, David Hall was very remorseful for the events and understood the reasons he was fired. Well, clearly he didn't learn from that mistake 2 years ago. The best apology is always change behavior. But 2 years later, David, what did you change? Okay, what did you adjust? If 2 years ago your negligence caused someone to get shot and 2 years later your negligence caused someone to get shot and killed, then clearly you are not learning from the lessons life is teaching you. Okay, I want to know, why is there live ammunition, period, on these sets? Like, why? Why is there live ammunition on set at all? For what? Somebody please call me to the reasons why. You know, I don't know. But David Hall, you got blood on your hands in a real, real way. All right, the fact you said you were showed the gun before rehearsal, you could only remember seeing three rounds, and you admitted you should have checked all of them, but didn't, and you couldn't recall if you spun the drum. Ugh. This is a prime example of when someone's irresponsibility becomes your responsibility because someone is dead, another is shot, and this isn't the first time. This isn't the first time David has been this irresponsible and caused something like this to happen. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to prosecute. I'm just here to remind you all of this quote by George Matthew Adams. Negligence is at the bottom of all decay, and decay always starts by showing little signs or warnings. There is nothing quite so easy as to neglect, and nothing quite so difficult as to repair that negligence. Negligence always carries a high price. It costs nothing to avoid it. Please let Remy Ma give David Hall the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Sad case of events.
Very sad. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.